Greetings, greetings, Gary and Derwood, and thanks for relinquishing the facilities of the network to us.
These boys do things in a big way, don't they?
Don't they swing, these kids?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say that calls for a big, big song, Rosie?
Coming right up.
This can't be love because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love. I get no dizzy spells. My head is not in the sky. My heart does not stand still. Just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well. Still I love to look in your eyes. Stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well, but still I love to love. I love to look in your
You know, with man gobbling up most of the available real estate these days, it's encouraging. Very encouraging indeed to note that our wild animals, that's what ones there are left, are actively protesting this countrywide grab.
Just how do you mean that, Bing?
Well, I mean I'm happy to say that our wild animals are putting up a fight against it. That's what I mean to say.
They're just not going to be pushed into oblivion without a struggle, huh?
No, they're not.
Like General Custer, they're making a last stand. Is that it?
Yeah, but they're not Custer.
He lost real good.
What I mean... But it's strange that you should bring the military aspect into this, Rosie. I mean, you mentioned Custer's last stand, because what I was coming to tell about was about some wild animals who used military tactics during a protest raid upon a military arsenal in New Jersey.
The animals in New Jersey are sick and tired of getting kicked around.
They are resisting most furiously. And who can blame them?
Yeah, New Jersey is highly populated, of course. It's rough for wildlife there. Mm-hmm.
What happened at the arsenal with the wild animals, Ben?
I shall divulge all the lurid details in just a minute, Rosie. But according to the schedule, yeah, which we are forced to keep, it's time for music.
Oh, that's right. Talk and music. That's our touch.
That's our caper.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless she loves you all the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you all the way. Taller than the tallest tree is. That's how it's gotta feel. Deeper than the deep blue sea is. That's how deep it goes if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless she needs you all the way. Or lean years, and for all those in between years, come what may. Who knows where the road will lead us. Only a fool would say, but if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way. That's how deep it goes. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way.
This wild animal raid on the arsenal in New Jersey.
I'm very pleased to note that your curiosity has piqued, Kenneth, because it went like this. The Army Ordnance Corps at Picatinny, that's near Dover, mm-hmm. New Jersey, has found that its extensive security system has been busted wide open by an army of assorted wild animals.
They are accomplished infiltrators, is that it?
They are demolition experts, these kids. Stand by now for the entire story.
Please.
The arsenal's communication system was knocked out when squirrels gnawed through quarter-inch lead sleeves for protection of telephone wires. Other squirrels raided the candy and cookie supply of the nursery.
And an army climbs trees on its stomach. And Napoleon said something like that, didn't he?
It's a slightly inaccurate translation, Ken, but I'll accept it. Anyhow, you can see that the squirrels were, well, they're right in there filching supplies and disabling communications. And all the time, the raccoons were helping, too.
There were raccoons in on this, too.
This was a bilateral heist. The raccoons, they made off with a big box of crackers. And a field mouse, he slipped into an office building, and he sent civilian secretaries screaming to the powder room.
Psychological warfare. A mouse can clear a building faster than a bomb scare.
And get this. Yeah. To really cap the climax, a deer leaped through a big plate glass window. This shook the whole joint up.
The arsenal was reduced to a shambles, to hear you tell it.
I'd say that was a thrilling foray.
Well, the attack was a big success, too. That was only the Cold War.
Only the Cold War?
Yeah.
You mean there's more?
Of course. They're expecting skunks to move in any day.
Mm.
Or night.
Oh, now, there's a raid that won't be psychological.
This sounds like a matter for the Geneva Conference, doesn't it? Well, it's going to be the real thing. You can bet on that.
And let's hope that the squirrels don't scurry off with the gas masks just before the skunk raid.
What a stroke of military genius that would be.
How many skunks do they expect to attack the arsenal, Ben?
Enough.
And just how many is enough skunks?
A skunk solo is plenty.
Yes, sir, you're right. Even one can do a tremendous job.
So true. A really dedicated skunk can clear quite an area. Cover quite an area, too.
Let us spray.
And now wait.
Oh, boy.
Well, they're very effective, all right.
They go a long way, that's for sure.
Be quite a big run on cologne at the PX, I imagine.
Sold out in a minute.
Well, I think it's wonderful that these wildlife commandos are doing what they can to survive against overwhelming crowds of people.
Their fortitude, their daring, and their esprit de corps, their independent spirit is to be commended, indeed.
The raid at the Picatinny Arsenal will be hailed by free animals everywhere.
Yes, sir. A stirring example of all-out resistance.
And now, while we're waiting for the skunks to close ranks, shall we have some music to build up our morale? I think we need it. Really, we do.
When I sing, I sing a song of love. When I speak, I speak your name. And when I dream of us, and hope that you will do the same. When I cry, it's 'cause you're far away. When I laugh, it's 'cause you're near.
cheer. A love that grows each year. It's 'cause you're far away. When I laugh, it's 'cause you're near. And when I sing a love that grows each year. That grows each year.
Here comes September Good Housekeeping to help you lead the creative life you want to live. First of all, there's a Keep Young Guide to Happy Eating, 22 pages of wonderful food, including trim luncheon and dinner menus, and recipes that'll keep your family's health up, weight down, spirit sparkling. And handsome color pages of fall fashions, town clothes that take you to the country beautifully, country clothes that go anywhere in the city. Also, for those who may be wondering about the controversial new birth control pills, Good Housekeeping has a medically authoritative report. And don't miss the house for all seasons, with interiors beautifully presented in color. A down-to-earth dream house priced well within the reach of many young couples today. Also, Good Housekeeping brings you Let's Have a Draft for Girls by famed columnist and educator Max Lerner. A stimulating and forceful suggestion that a female home Peace Corps be drafted. All this and much, much more in September, Good Housekeeping. Buy your copy today.
I want to go where you go, do what you do, love when you love, then I'll be happy. I want to sigh when you sigh, cry when you cry, smile when you smile, then I'll be happy. If you go north or south, if you go east or west, I'll follow you, sweetheart, share your little love nest. I want to go where you go, do what you do, love when you love, then I'll be happy. Happy. I want to go where you go. Do do what you do. Sigh when you sigh, cry when you cry, baby. Then I'll be happy.
A duo with a trio at this time, ladies and gentlemen.
And the duo?
Well, the duo, naturally, Ken, is Miss Clooney and myself.
Yeah, that makes a duo. Now, what about the trio?
Well, the trio, Ken, happens to be three songs.
Good.
And since you're so snoopy, Ken, we're also working with one orchestra conducted by Buddy Cole, and we're on a tremendous, tremendous network.
The CBS Radio Network.
Right you are.
Have you made our position clear, Bang?
I believe I've covered everything. We can go now.
Kiss me twice.
Then kiss me once again.
It's been a long, long time. I haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when.
It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I've dreamed about you.
Oh, just how empty they all seemed without you.
So kiss me once.
Then kiss me twice.
Then kiss me once again.
It's been a long, long time.
Life is just a bowl of cherries.
Don't make it serious. Life's too mysterious.
You work, you save, you worry so. But you can't take your dough when you go, go, go.
So keep repeating, it's the berries. The strongest oak must fall.
The sweet things in life to you were just loans.
So how can you lose what you've never owned?
Life is just a bowl of cherries. So live. You're gonna miss, will ya? Huh?
My poor wrist is bare as it can be. Won't you buy a golden band for me?
I'll say that you're giving in, will ya? Huh? Anything you ask, I'll do.
I'll paint an aeroplane, a motorboat, some pearls or diamond rings.
Oh, now listen, suppose I feel that I can't afford to buy those things.
Then give me a little kiss, will ya? And I'll give it right back.
No, I don't want it back. I'll throw it right back at you. I'll give it back, I'll toss it back, throw it right back at you.
Well, Rosie, I guess that's about all for this fine day.
We got a maid, huh?
We run clean out of time. That's what we did. See you tomorrow, folks.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood. Produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.